From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. The United States launched an airstrike today against the city of Fallujah. U.S. commanders in Iraq say precision weapons killed at least 20 Iraqis. They say the strike targeted a house and weapons depot used by fighters loyal to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He's believed to have links to al-Qaeda, and U.S. officials say he's behind a suicide bombing campaign in Iraq and was responsible for the beheading of an American captive last month. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Deborah, was Zarqawi in the house that was struck today?
Andrea, military officials say that there was no sign of Zarqawi himself, but they're convinced that he is inside Iraq, that there is intelligence reports that he has been in Fallujah, and they use that intelligence today to launch this military strike. They flattened the house this morning. Some of the damage and the death apparently was caused because there were so many explosives inside the house that when they struck it, the whole thing blew up.
There are reports of women and children, civilians, among the casualties. Can you confirm this?
We can't. There's been no confirmation of civilian casualties. However, NPR was able to reach a doctor at the hospital in Fallujah late this afternoon, and he told us that he'd treated eight men who'd been very badly wounded in the strike, and he also said that he saw about 20 dead bodies, all of them badly burned. He said that he believed that they were all fighters, and as the wounded arrived, he told us that heavily armed men essentially commandeered the hospital. What they did is they set up armed positions out front and on the hospital roof, snipers there, because they believed that the American troops would come and attack them while the injured were being treated. Now, the doctor also said he believed most of the dead and injured were Arabs from outside of Iraq. He was able to talk to some of the people who came in with the bodies and with the injured.
Deborah, this is the first American strike in the town of Fallujah since May, when the U.S. military brokered a deal to end the fighting there. How does the strike in Fallujah affect that deal?
Well, the deal was brokered in April, and that's when the Marines pulled out of Fallujah after weeks of bloody fighting there. And instead, an all-Iraqi unit was put in charge, and it included officers who had fought under Saddam and some of those same homegrown guerrillas who'd been fighting against the Marines. What's called the Fallujah Solution was controversial at the time, and even now, senior American military commanders say the deal's been a disappointment. NPR has talked to people in Fallujah, and they say the Fallujah Brigade doesn't control the city. It's the insurgents who rule that town. Now, from the Iraqi side, there's likely to be some disappointment about the strike. Iraqi officials had been saying that after sovereignty is returned in less than 2 weeks, that they're going to be able to handle Zarqawi. They say they've been tracking him. But U.S. forces had intelligence they wanted to act on. U.S. officers say they got some of the members of Zarqawi's cell in Fallujah, and they believe that some of the violence against American soldiers and against Iraqis in particular will drop off for a while.
Okay, NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Thank you very much.
Thank you.